Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
43-17 before 10. Glenn Gilbo joins us now from Outkick.com. Nice enough to jump on at the last minute to talk about this quarterback mess with LSU. How you doing, Glenn?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. Good to talk to you again. I hate this transfer portal. I got to tell you, I think a lot of fans do, but what are you going to do? It does exist. The only quarterback LSU could have, and Glenn will give you all the ifs, ands, or buts in a minute, would be to play in a bowl game. The Texas Bowl would be a walk-on, a true freshman, Matt O'Dowd, who coincidentally went to Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High in Parkland, Florida, which is where they had that infamous school shooting. So how do you get to maybe playing a walk-on quarterback at a bowl game, Glenn?
Yeah, it's crazy. Max Johnson decided to enter the transfer portal yesterday, and he's the only quarterback remaining on scholarship other than Garrett Nussmeier, who, if he plays one game, that would be his fifth game, which means he couldn't redshirt, so he'd lose a whole year by playing in this game. So that's what's left him in the predicament, you know. And before that, Miles Brennan transferred, but entered the transfer portal, but he has an injury. He's out for the season. I did contact LSU's NCAA compliance, and they're checking on a possible waiver for Nussmeier to play and not use up the red shirt because of extenuating circumstances that LSU has. But I don't know how much of a chance they have at getting that. But Max's brother also decommitted from LSU. Mm-hmm. So it's crazy with the NCAA transfer portal, particularly with them announcing during the season instead of it probably would be better if you couldn't do that until the very end of the season, bowl season included.
So what do you think caused Max Johnson to pull a trigger on a transfer?
Well, I'm not sure. You know, I talked to his dad last night, Brad Johnson. He used to be in the NFL, and he didn't really want to get into that part of it. He just kind of said, as I say in the story, that, you know, everybody at LSU was great to him. But, maybe Max saw the handwriting on the wall. Brian Kelly was recruiting Howard, the quarterback, Walker Howard, the five-star prospect from Lafayette, who's coming to LSU as an early enrollee in January. He visited Notre Dame right after Coach Orgeron got fired. So Kelly knows Walker Howard. Maybe he's leaning to Walker Howard to be his future quarterback. Garrett Nussmeier also has quite a cannon, you know. But Max Johnson was a pretty good quarterback at LSU on bad teams or average teams with bad offensive lines, particularly this past season. So, but I would have, he would have had a good shot to earn the job. But the quarterback building is going to be crowded next season. Maybe he wants to go somewhere else, and maybe he wants to go somewhere where there's a better offense, because Brian Kelly's offense has not been great at Notre Dame.
How involved is Coach Kelly in the preparation for the bowl game, if at all?
You know, not very much. I have a column up on Outkick about that was posted yesterday. You know, with signing date, the new signing date, December 15th, since 2017, that really has led to coaches who are just hired in late November and early December, which is when most of the new hires are made. That's led them to not coach the bowl of their new team because they got to hire a staff. and get that class signed, and that's more important than a bowl. I mean, you can understand, mm-hmm. particularly with a lot of the bowls within a week of December 15th. But now LSU's bowl is not till January 4th. So I think Coach Kelly would be better to coach the team for that bowl, because he could not start practice until after signing date and hire his staff in the process of getting to know his team. You know, I think that's what he should do.
He would certainly, you would think, have a say about playing Nussmeier or not, right?
Well, no, Nussmeier is going to make the call on that, he and his family. I mean, okay. You got to leave that up to the kid, because you would be asking him to give up a whole year just to play a bowl and a pretty lower tier bowl at that. And there's probably going to be quite a few LSU players who opt out of that game. I mean, it's kind of like a chain reaction, you know. I mean, if you're Damone Clark or Ed Ingram, are you going to play with a walk-on quarterback and maybe a patched-up roster? You know, their roster is already limited as far as numbers during the regular season. So, it's just a tough situation LSU's in, because it ought to be a reward for the kids.
Right.
You know, but it's more of a, something they got to do.
I'm sorry, Glenn, I'm just looking at the clock. If he doesn't burn his year, if he decides, and it doesn't make a lot of sense for him to do that, he and his family decide he's not going to do it, and he doesn't get the waiver from the NCAA, what do you know about Matt O'Dowd?
Not much. He threw for a lot of yards his junior season in 2019. 2020, his school only played a couple of games, and he played. But he was a walk-on. He wasn't ranked as a recruit coming out of high school. So that's going to be a strange situation. It reminds me of the COVID NFL season mm-hmm. last year, especially when the Saints played Denver. They got some guys out there who just, probably shouldn't be out there yet.
Recruiting real quick, Glenn, before we let you go, Coach Kelly's going to lose some guys, but I guess he's going to gain some guys as well.
Well, he made a great hire yesterday in hiring New Orleans native Frank Wilson, who was a great recruiting coordinator for LSU under Les Miles, and, put together some great teams, particularly the 2011 team. He knows the SEC. So he should help LSU, fix up their class going into signing date on the 15th and hopefully after that. Because their class, they lost two commitments yesterday. Their class is down to number 29 in the country, according to Rivals.com. I mean, it's still early, but that's the lowest they've been this century, 29th in a recruiting service. But I think Frank Wilson – if you need a guy to save the day, he's the man to do it.
Any final thoughts, Glenn?
Well, I think Brian Kelly is, this is an unfortunate start with the bowl game, but he's still a home run hire for LSU. And in the long run, I think he'll be good. It's better to hire a great staff than to worry about a bowl, or even it's okay to lose recruits if you can get a good staff.
Any names that might come with him through the transfer portal? Or to him, if not with him?
From Notre Dame?
Yeah,
I'm not sure about that. Notre Dame's trying to keep all its coaches and all its players. That's why they've promoted from within. So that might be a tough nut to crack over there.
I can't see how this transfer portal is a good thing. I can't, but it's good for the players, I guess. Thank you, Glenn. I appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you.
We'll talk to you again soon. Glenn Gilbo, Outkick.com, taking a break, coming back, finding out what Newell – it would have been better if LSU had not gone to the bowl game. Finding out what Newell Norman has for us planned next here on WWL.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.